Oh, hello there, little human. What are you doing so deep in the woods? Oh, hey, it's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. It's all right, I promise. Look, no sharp teeth, no claws, no venom. I'm a harmless moth girl. Just calm down. Take my hand. Here. Let me help you up. Did you hurt yourself when you stumbled over? Oh, good. The snow must have broken your fall. Oh, look at you. Let's get that snow off. Oh, goodness. Look at your ragged clothes. You must be freezing. Come on. Come inside. Well then, now that you're indoors, tell me, human, what are you doing this deep in the forest during a snowstorm? Oh? You were foraging food for your village? Huh. I could have sworn that town was much further away from here. Oh. You're lost. Well, no wonder you look so cold. Poor thing. You must have spent hours wandering those frigid winds. You don't have frostbite anywhere, do you? Alright, come closer to this fireplace. And you can warm yourself up with this blanket. It's very soft. There we go. But first, you must get rid of these wet rags. They are soaked through and through. How are you supposed to warm up wearing these? What? What's the matter? Oh, come on. I don't see anything wrong with removing these wet clothes. That's the only way you're gonna get warm. Alright, fine. I'm gonna step aside and go over here, alright? I'll turn around. Although, honestly, I don't understand the problem with seeing you nude. You humans are too shy. I swear. I'll never understand human culture. There's nothing wrong with being naked. Did you wrap yourself in a blanket yet? Alright, I'm coming back. There we go. You feeling warm and cozy now? Oh, you like my blanket? Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you like how soft it is. I made it myself, you know. Yeah. It gets a little lonely out here sometimes, so I sew to pass the time. Plus, my silk is just super soft, so I might as well put it to good use. Although, oh dear, your body is still shivering from the cold. There must be something I could do to warm you up. You want
what?
I'm not exactly sure what hot cocoa is. Do you have any other ideas? Uh-huh. I don't know what that is either. But I know. Why don't I share my body heat with you? Under this blanket. I know I look like an Arctic moth, but I'm actually warm-blooded. Just as you are. What's the matter, dear? I'm sure the blanket could cover both of us if you just sit on my lap. Here, I'll sit down next to you. And lift you up with my forearms. And place you down on my soft plush thighs. There we go. Isn't this much better? Your lower half is covered by the blanket, but if you want me to warm up the rest of you, all I need to do is just wrap my arms around your little waist. That way, I can hold you close to my chest. Would you like that? Alright then, my sweetheart. Let me bring you in close. Yeah, right? Close. Snuggle in. Let's warm you up. You spend so many hours out there in the cold. And your nose is so cold. When you're this close, I can feel your heart racing. Is something wrong, dear? Look. Your adorable little face is turning all red. What's the matter, sweetheart? Is the warmth finally sinking in? Is it? Or is the feeling of my forearms, my soft hands, exploring your bare chest, giving you some naughty thoughts? I think I feel a certain part of you getting really excited. But I wouldn't do anything you wouldn't want me to do. And that you're not comfortable with. So, if you want me to stop moving my hands lower, I will if you stop me. What? Nothing to say. Then I'll just take these firm nipples as a response. Just not if you want me to start using my hands, okay? I can make you feel good. Good girl. I promise I'll be gentle. There we go. The great thing about having four arms is that I could gently cup your breast with these two hands while I slowly rub this one over your eager lips. How does that feel, dear? Do you like the feeling of my soft hands slowly caressing each breast, pinching and twisting your beautiful nipples, ever so gently teasing and circling your sensitive clit? Good girl. Would you like some more gentle kisses on your neck? Not for me. Good girl. This is what I like to hear. Feeling softly, caressing your face. Thank you, sweetie. I'm glad you feel good. You really are enjoying yourself, aren't you? You ready for me to speed things up a bit? Yeah, use your words. Good. You're squirming so much, my dear. But your moans, oh, they are delicious. Are you getting close? Yeah. But dear, you're not alone. There's still more fun I want to have with you. So, hold back for me. This is gonna be a challenge, but I'm gonna speed things up just a little bit more, okay? Just take a few deep breaths. Girl, for me, I can feel you getting so wet. And you must be just on the edge of coming. But I'm gonna stop right here, sweet girl. You follow our instructions very well, my dear. You'll get your reward. This was just an appetizer. So, you think you've warmed up enough for us to get rid of this blanket? Well, you certainly feel very hot. Your face, you're redder than a ladybug. Here, I'm gonna lift you off my lap. Look. Looks like someone left a little messy wet stain on Mommy's blanket. Oh, did I just call myself that out loud? I'm sorry, little human. You've just been so adorably obedient. I couldn't help myself. You. You like that name. Do you know? You like it when Mommy points out how much smaller you are? You like it when Mommy has to bend over just to be at eye level with you? Do you? That's when my full, heavy breasts are hanging right in front of your face. Sweetie, take my hand, little one. My bedroom's right over there. Let's have a change of scenery. Yes, dear? The blanket? Don't worry about that. I've made dozens more. Here we go, sweetie. This is my bedroom. Did Mommy say you could climb up on that bed? That's right. I'm not done playing with you yet. So, do what Mommy says. Else you won't get to come, okay? Now, get down from there and stand on this footstool. There we go. Now you're almost at eye level with me. Do you like my eyes, human? They're dark as night, yet warm and inviting. Mm. and feel this hand gently caress your face. This one run through your hair. In this hand, ever so carefully, stroke the small of your back. And this one, grab your cute little butt. Very cute. On second thought, I think I'd prefer to do something a little more comfortable. Scooch over, baby girl. Let mommy get in next to you. There we go. Rest your back on my thighs, just like this. The way you look at me with those big submissive eyes. Sweetheart, you are so adorable. No, here's what we're gonna do, baby girl. I'm gonna start using my fingers on your pussy again. But I want you to put that pretty little mouth to work for me, okay? And suck on my nipple. Do you understand, sweetheart? Good girl. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so eager to please mommy, aren't you? Just like that. Keep sucking on mommy's dick. I'm just gonna slowly slip this one finger into your pussy. How does that feel? Good girl. I love the sound of your whimpers being muffled by my tits. Yeah. Let me hear your voice, sweetheart. That's a good girl. I want to hear your voice as I curl my finger up. Up right into the sensitive spot. Gods. Yes. Buck your hips into my finger. Precious. The way you squirm. Does this one finger really feel that good? I can hear you under my full breasts. Just not if you're slow, okay? That's a good girl. Such a good girl for mommy. I think you deserve mommy's second finger. Yeah, you could take it. I know you can. You're a big girl. My hands are so much bigger than that of a human. And I could tell just how much you like being filled by my large fingers. That feels good, doesn't it? Oh, fuck yourself on mommy's finger. And don't you dare stop sucking. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, are you getting close again? Yeah. Oh, that sucking is getting mommy wet, very, very wet, too. So come. Come whenever you're ready, sweetie. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Come on mommy's hand while you suck this nipple. Yes. Come. Come. There you go. There you go. There you go. Just ride it out. Just ride it out. Oh, that's so good for mommy. You're such a good girl, aren't you? Let me give these fingers a taste. You taste wonderful, dear. I think I like some of your sweet nectar, darling. How's that sound? Alright then. Lean up against this pillow while I kneel in front of the bed. I want your legs over mommy's shoulder just like this. Oh, good girl. You know, this long tongue isn't just good for collecting nectar. It's also very good at making good girls come. I will enjoy the juices of your flower, my dear. God. Oh, your scent is making mommy's pussy ache. I need to start touching myself. I like your pussy. No more teasing, baby girl. I want you to feel good for me. So squirm as much as you want when I rub your clit like this. Good girl. Mommy and you are gonna feel good together. Oh, yes. Good girl. For mommy. I know you could come again. I know you could come again. Oh, you have such a pretty voice. Oh, I'm close. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come soon, little one. You're breathing so fast. Are you there? Oh, tell mommy how badly you want this. Tell mommy how bad you wanna come. Oh, yes. Oh, come for mommy. Come for mommy. Mommy is feeling so good. And I think I need another finger. My pussy feels so good right now. And you taste so sweet. That was so good. Oh, sweetheart. Looks like you enjoyed yourself too, judging by all those juices running down your thighs. See? Mummy was right. All that buildup was worth it, wasn't it? Here. Let mummy clean you up. Mm. Kyla. Your sweet nectar. Oh. You must be so tired. Did Mummy wear you out? Snuggle up to Mummy. I've got a new blanket for us. There. I'm gonna wrap you up tight in my arms and cover you with my soft wings. My dear. I'll keep you warm tonight. Safe from the storm outside. You look like you could doze off at any moment. Go ahead, little one. Get some rest. Shut your eyes. Mommy will be here when you wake up. Holding you. Stroking your hair. And your Mummy will sew you some nice warm clothes in the morning so you can get home safe. But, you know, if that snowstorm isn't gone by tomorrow morning, you could always stay with me just a little longer. You know, if you like. And if you're ever, never in need of some warming up, you know where to find me. You're so sweet. Good night, little human.